Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to the Nintendo PowerCast, episode 456. I'm your host, N64, Josh. And Johnny, how you doing?
What's up? Sorry, I was distracted for a minute.
Yeah, well, I was watching my camera as the intro played, and I turned into a slideshow, so I was like, oh no, is this working? It seems like it is, though. Crawler, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, Crawl? Coming at you.
And Cheesy, what's up?
What's going on, Cheese Curds?
Okay, before we get started, a couple of things, guys. One, I have two albums dropping tomorrow on Spotify and everywhere else. If you are on any of my socials, you can go pre-save them on Spotify. It's 60 lo-fi songs. It's Gaming Lo-Fi Volume 1 and Volume 2. And it has a little bit of gaming inspiration, but it's mostly just super, super chill lo-fi. And so if you like listening to lo-fi, it'll be on my YouTube. It'll be everywhere. But 60 lo-fi songs coming out tomorrow. So go and check those out. The Dirt, the Mario Kart podcast, going strong. Episode 3 came out this week, and I've got the outline for the fourth episode. The Player's Pulse is back, and what that's going to mean is in the Discord, you can go into Player's Pulse, you can leave your hottest takes imaginable. Okay, like whatever your hot takes are, and I'm going to be reacting and replying to them in a essentially like a bonus episode or whatever of NPC. So go and leave your hottest takes, like, and I mean, like, hold nothing back. Okay, like I want to hear the hottest takes ever. So that's it for me right now. Johnny, where can people connect with you?
I'm Johnny Bo everywhere: Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and the Communication Air podcast.
And Crawler,
You guys can find me hanging out in the Discord at 64josh.com/discord, or Twitter and TikTok, Nightcrawler724, Nightcrawlers without the E.
And Cheesy.
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Threads, Communication Error Podcast, CheesyC64, CheezyC64.
All right. Well, guys, I want to say this: go onto X and follow Communication Air, because they hit 100 followers. So congrats.
We did, and we gotta get more. So when the bots get wiped out, we'll still have 100.
Yeah, we're probably at 50, to be honest. But
you mean you don't want to follow those ladies' accounts back?
I mean, I might have hit follow back a little bit, Hannah.
Just a little bit. I kind of hit follow back. Oh my goodness.
I do a handstand like that.
So if you press down and then the jump button, Mario will do a handstand and then he can run on his hands. So yeah, we'll just jump into this thing. Like, I'm assuming all four of us played this demo.
We better hurry up.
Yeah, we gotta talk really fast. I'll turn the loop button on so it loops. There we go. Now it'll loop. But I got Mario versus Donkey Kong on the screen right now, if you guys are just listening to the audio. And the demo is out on the eShop. Nintendo tweeted it out this week. And I had never played this series before. And this is an extremely short demo, but I fell in love very quickly. Like, this is something I could see myself like really, really getting into. So
did everybody play on classic? What does baby mode look like?
Cheesy, what does baby mode look like?
Ha ha. Actually, baby mode looks like, no, I didn't play it on baby mode. Okay. I'm assuming though it's like
more
you
hints.
Don't take fall damage or
maybe no enemies or no spikes. Is there fall damage? Or something.
Oh, and you know what? I think I saw it on Twitter where you don't have a timer.
Is there fall damage?
That makes sense.
Yeah, you can fall on those spikes.
Oh, like, yeah, I knew that. That's spike damage. That's not.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, I don't think there is fall damage because in 94 there was.
Okay.
In what?
Donkey Kong 94, the Game Boy game.
Yo, you just unlocked a memory I hadn't thought about in forever.
Well, that's why I was saying. Like, you said that you
have Game Boy.
Right. They should.
Yeah.
But Josh, you were saying that you haven't played this series before, and if you've played Donkey Kong 94, then you have.
So, I just I remember it as you said, like as you said it. It's just not a game I had thought about in forever, and I'll look it up right now. If I had played it, it was like a kid on the bus might have had it that I played something, you know, like it's just I kind of remember it being a little bit of a big deal because it was like, you know, Donkey Kong essentially coming back. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and Sub Zippo on YouTube says the Super Game Boy game. So
I'm sorry, I'm a fake fan. So my bad. What? Oh, so I, Cheesy, you're gonna be proud of me. I really enjoy the music in this game.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Wait. Yeah,
the music is really good. It is really, really good. It's
breaking news.
It's like a revamped. And I keep getting distracted because Josh and Crawler are talking in the chat, but they both say N64 Josh. So but no, the music's really good. It's like revamped Mario music. And yeah, I was actually bopping along. It's some good stuff.
Wow. Johnny's growing. It's like, you know, the Grinch in that scene where it's like his heart grows three sizes that day.
My ears grew three sizes that day.
I'm going to pick it up. I mean, once I found out that it was going to be something with extra than what it originally had, even though I didn't play the original, I was like, all right, I'll see what it's all about. And I mean, I enjoyed like platforming puzzle games. So hopefully they're a little bit more challenging than what we get here in the demo.
I think this is the first world.
Yeah.
It's,
and we're probably going to get a Tetris theme for this, probably.
Ooh.
Yeah. Good chance. Yeah. Good chance.
It, player icons, get your platinum points ready.
Yes, of course. gotta have all the platinum points.
I haven't checked. Have they added anything? This usually it's
Thursday. Oh, I haven't checked. I've not been keeping up with that. I probably missed a few.
It's Breath of the Wild right now.
It was Breath of the Wild.
Or Tears of the Kingdom, I mean.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything new. It was all stuff you probably already claimed.
I am looking forward to playing this game. It's a very nice like pick up and play. It's definitely really good for handheld. So like on the GBA, like it made a lot of sense why I was on the GBA because the, you know, you could just play a level or two and be done. They take a couple minutes.
You guys mentioned the sound or like the music, but like the music, the sound effects, like there were so many, like there's so many nods in this game from not only like the Mario Brothers games, but also like Donkey Kong Country. And I just kind of, I wasn't expecting to hear, to hear the music and even some of the sound effects and stuff that I was hearing. Like it was, it very much had like some classic Donkey Kong sounds from like the, like, you know, all the way back in the day, like what, 1981 to like, very, very modern, like, you know, just from the music and everything else. It was just, overall, I was impressed. And it honestly, to me, it feels like 2D Toads Treasure Tracker. So if you were a fan of, Treasure Tracker, you might.
Maybe there'll be some Captain Toad levels in this game. You never know.
I hope so. I don't know. So, like, I am excited to play it because I want some more puzzles. But while playing this, I was like, why don't we have another Captain Toad? Like, it just deserves a sequel. It's so fun.
Well, and so, they teased you with the little nod in Wonder.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't, maybe Captain Toad, and in the movie, like there's gotta be a game out there somewhere.
They're done with it.
We're going to see it next week.
Sitting on it. Yep.
I will say though, the like one thing that really got my brain moving was the intro, because Donkey Kong is like watching it from his like treehouse or whatever, and he has all the bananas, he sees the news of these mini Mario toys, and then he's in the city, and I'm like, wait, how does the lore work with this game? Like, how far is Donkey Kong living, or how close is he to the city? You know, or just
how
one of
fast
those things.
Does he run,
right? Yeah, that too. Or is he just like swinging from vine to vine? Like, what if we got a Spider-Man Donkey Kong game? Not okay. Bad, right?
Okay.
Swinging around the jungle.
Yeah.
Open is world jungle.
City? Do you think it's new Donk City?
Ooh, maybe.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Brian says no with caps. I do want to point out Nate's comment here. He said the game was cool and fun, but I think it's out of my price range for this kind. But if my kids wanted it, I wouldn't complain. And I mean, I can see that, you know, it's we're in a time with Nintendo right now where it's a lot of remakes other than like, you know, like Peach. But other than that, it is a lot of remakes for me. This will be one of those rare instances where it's the first time I've spent money on this series, as far as I can remember. If it's in my collection, it could be, but I don't think I ever played it. And it's like maybe something like my kids traded with a friend at school or something, and that's how it ended up in my collection, if I even have it. So I'm, but not only that, besides, like, even if I had, I just had such a great time with, like, it just, this felt like a, because you got like the level we're watching right now where you're leading the little toys. It's got such a Lemmings vibe to it, you know, and just like some of those old school games like that. And so, and you can just tell, like, this is as easy as it's going to get. There's going to be a lot more challenges. You're going to have a hard time maybe getting all the toys in the toy bin or whatever the case may be. Like, I'm looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be a great way to just kind of kill some time after this direct that we're going to get and the games that are all going to be announced on the next system. And
is two player guaranteed with this? I saw it.
Yeah.
So you can you just do the challenges in that mm-hmm. manner?
Yeah. I think they show it in this trailer.
Yeah. That they force you to watch after you beat their level.
Jeez, did you play it in two player?
I did. And honestly, I'm happy that we did, because I was really on the fence about this game. Like, I do think it looks fun. It's going to have some puzzles. But for me, this is the type of game that I want to play with somebody else and kind of discuss and go back and forth of like how we're going to solve the puzzle versus me just sitting there trying to figure it out on my own. Like, that's cool, too. And I do think that there are going to be some challenging levels as you get further along. But I also just like the idea of having that kind of teamwork.
No online, right? That's the thing. That's the,
well,
yeah.
I mean, don't hold your breath for anything like that.
Yeah, no, I'm not. But I know it's always brought up. Like, come on, just.
And for this, like, it want to be hard, right? Yeah, I guess they just didn't want to allocate resources.
Yeah.
Tell that to
Mario Maker.
It's only two of them. It's only two people.
Cryptic says, how are the puzzles? If they are not too easy and offer some challenge, it might be a great side game. I mean, the demo is super easy, like super, super easy. But you can tell just watching the trailer at the end that they tag on to the end of the demo, they're going to get more difficult. They are definitely going to get more difficult. So,
which I don't know. There are two modes. There are two modes in the game. There's classic and cheesy mode. So,
that's. I don't think that's what it was called. I'll have to double check. But like, did it do a good job of being a demo?
No,
because like in that sense of like, yeah, it's not very challenging. I think people are going to get the wrong idea of like, wow, this game is going to be way too easy.
I think people are thinking it's going to be easy and it's going to be really short. Because if your demo is only 10-15 minutes long,
extra.
Yeah.
Casual and classic is what they're called.
It was a joke. Oh my goodness, it was a joke.
I was just looking to see what it was called. Wait,
I don't get. Can you explain the joke to me?
Oh no, not this.
I'm booting it back up right now and I'm just taking a look.
It
doesn't even put me to go look at the menu as I'm like in it. Are we worried that World 1 is just one, like, those six levels?
That's definitely World 1.
Yeah, I think so.
Is that concerning?
Nah. Because there's
supposed to be 100, there's supposed to be 118 levels. Like,
puzzles 130. Or whatever?
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's actually pretty many. Like, if they're all that kind of length, how long would that be? Maybe 8 hours? What? Maybe?
Yeah,
perhaps. Brian said, I heard if you beat classic, you unlock Japanese difficulty. And all I can see is emotional damage. Like when the guy gets killed by a leaf.
Emotional damage
right there. Like,
I don't know. It looks good. I don't think this should be a $50 game. It should probably be 30 at most.
Oh, I'm surprised. I thought it was $60. So even just hearing it's $50.
So you didn't go right to the eShop after you beat the
No, because we don't demo? Buy our games digitally like you, Johnny.
No. So when I beat the final level, it was like, do you want to go to the eShop?
Yeah, and you can say no.
Yeah, I didn't know buy it yet.
I know that's hard for you, Johnny, but you're allowed to say no to things.
Oh man, I already bought this three times.
I'm wondering if we aren't getting. Do you remember the Kirby Forgotten Land demo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we're getting a custom preview that is not representing the final product.
It's kind of weird that they're not even showing the full opening, like
It just puts you into a game and I'm staring at the menu after you beat the first level, and there's just six, and then those two challenges that are locked. But I don't know why they would put 2, 4, and 6 on there if you can't play it. But I feel like the Kirby Forgotten Land demo, like, it played different than what the final game did.
Well, it looks like the sixth one is a boss.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of see what's on the screen, and it looks like a pile of bricks that could be like a boss.
Brian says definitely going to be 70 when we get the deluxe edition on the Switch 2. Deluxe was the magic word on the last communication there, wasn't it?
I don't know. I mean,
that that probably completed the bingo card for a lot of people.
It's a triggering word for sure.
It's the new niche.
There we go. Nate said 30 or 40 would be a perfect price because it still feels like a Game Boy game.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? This doesn't have to do with this game, but there's a rumor that Prince of Persia sold 300,000 copies.
Yeah.
And that's like, you know, on all platforms, that's nothing. That's for a big IP like that, that is nothing.
And it's only gotten praise from what I've listened to on other podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good game. It's a really good game. But I don't think people want to spend $50-$60 for a 2D experience.
I haven't pulled the trigger yet. I do want to, but like, have you guys beaten it yet?
Yeah. Cheesy has.
Yeah, Johnny doesn't beat games.
Playing Elden Ring again, all right?
No, you know what? You made a TikTok the other day, or maybe it was today, I don't know. But you had mentioned all of the games that you didn't beat, and Luigi's Mansion 3 is one of them.
Yeah, I'm close to the end. I don't know why I stopped playing it. I did the water level. Then the water level kind of annoyed me.
Did you take all the time to clear out all the sand and not get anything?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
I was disappointed there wasn't anything in there.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, speaking of Prince of Persia, I mean, in the marketing world, everybody's ad spend goes down in January. Everybody just kind of anticipates people don't spend money.
It came out the same week as Power World.
Yeah.
And as soon as Power World came out, that was what everybody was talking about.
Honestly, though, Johnny, even if Power World didn't come out, I don't know if it stands a chance. One, because it's 2D. People have a stigma behind that. And then the other one being a Metroidvania. Like, I don't know what it is, but people don't really like Metroidvania games or give them a chance. And I don't know, like, how you get people into that genre.
Charge them $15 like Hollow Knight does. But also, it's a Ubisoft game, so it's going to go on sale. Like, there's why pay full price when you get it on sale?
Has the physical copies out there, right? So, like, that'll definitely be on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys got Cryptic's comment right about Silksong.
What was it?
The one game that no one cares about. Silksong seems like it will sell well. But Brian makes a really good point right here, and this is like amidst all of the layoffs, and you know, Sony. Essentially like trying to turn one of their biggest IPs into like a games as service. And then they ended up just shutting it down after Bungie came in and consulted. Right. Brian says it sucks that it didn't sell because now big devs are just going to double down on Fortnite DLC instead of making original games. And it's.
Did Bungie help kill the
Last of Us
multiplayer?
Yeah.
Even though they have a game that nobody likes right now.
They came in and said that you guys should not keep going. Yeah. Yeah.
And Suicide Squad just came out, and that is not doing well. That is not getting good press.
I thought I saw an article that said they would give refunds for something.
Oh, I think they were going to give $20 of in-game currency. Because
Ambassador program for...
What happened was they released... They did an early release, and there was a bug that caused people to go right to the end of the game as soon as they signed in. Like
underleveled and
well, no, they just like beat the game.
Oh, like Far Cry 6 style, where you just sit there for 15 minutes and you win,
pretty much. So yeah, they had to turn off the servers. Because it's an only online game. And then now they're issuing or they're giving people $20 in-game currency, not even real money.
Oh, that's a Nintendo move right there. Oh, we were not so consumer friendly. Here's a $5 off coupon. Yeah.
Yeah.
From you can play as Bowser in this game?
You can. I'm a little bit disappointed in myself. I thought I had one more day. I thought the 1st of February was tomorrow, and I was trying to beat a game in January. I was like, I know I can do it. So now I'm saying it here. I will complete 2 games in February. I have to, like, I'm forcing
myself.
There's only
29 days. This year is a leap year.
It is. I got one extra day.
You get an extra day, and then Final Fantasy.
You still only have 29 days.
So
I didn't know this character could clone you. I guess I killed it before it could ever do that move.
Yeah, did you see Peach slap the crap out of herself?
I beat a game in January.
Yeah?
Yeah, I beat
Fortnite.
I beat Splatoon.
Oh
yeah, that's right. Proud of you, Crawler.
Because my kid beat it, and I couldn't be shown up by a 10-year-old, so I sat down the next day and I beat it.
Have you done the secret kettle yet?
I haven't gone back and because I haven't finished all the kettles. Do you have to finish all the kettles at least once to unlock it, or is it just after the boss?
You might have to play all the kettles first. You don't have to like 100% it, but you might have to.
Yeah, being crazy like you are, where you're doing it with all 3 weapons.
It's not that bad. It's like I only have
it's
one
not
more.
As bad as like Octo Expansion. Some of them were kind of hard in Octo Expansion.
Yeah, some challenges are hard, but I think there's a lot with the story mode that's just kind of a speed through, like a speed run. So you just, once you know how to get through the level, you don't have to defeat any enemies. You just get to the end.
Because some of the more challenging parts of that were like just one weapon, and you just once you did it, you're done.
Yeah. But I do think that Side Order is going to be more challenging than the Splatoon 3 story.
And I already pre-purchased that, so that I'll be I've been holding out waiting for my free copy from Nintendo Online, so they'll probably announce that next week with the direct, and I'll be out the $25. But
when are you gonna buy the Pokemon DLC?
I'm not.
When you beat the game.
No, I've kind of talked him out of that. He's 10.
Yeah, how'd that conversation go? I want it. No, you don't.
Pretty much.
I'll tell you what you want. That's not it.
So you guys really think that the direct is going to happen next week?
100%.
Next week?
Yes. I'm pretty sure the direct has been in the second week of February. Well, I guess technically it's the first week of February.
First full week of February. Next week.
Yeah, let's see when it was last year. I mean, I know I'm not an insider or anything, but like,
no, you are. Don't like. Come on, with confidence. Our sources have told us that there is a direct next week.
Maybe
so last after. Year
maybe,
it was
maybe
on
the week
8th.
After the Super Bowl. I mean,
I kind of think it's going to be the third week or the second week of February.
Nope. It's too close to Pokemon Day. It's too close to Pokemon Day.
When's Pokemon Day?
The 27th.
The 27th.
The 27th.
Last year, that's last what year it was on the 8th. The 8th.
Okay.
So
it'll be about Valentine's Day direct, and they'll have some kind of dating sim game that comes out that day.
I'm kind of with Crawler. I could see it being the 14th.
I was kind of joking, but I think it could be that day.
Yeah.
No.
Because they have Mario versus Donkey Kong on the 16th, so they don't really need to show it that much. They probably will just to be like, hey, it's out in a couple of days. Pick it up.
They need to show Splatoon, though, because they haven't shown anything.
Side Order comes out the 22nd, and then they also just announced their Splatfest for the 16th through the 18th.
What is the theme? Because all I saw was Johnny complaining that nobody would pick Sunday.
What's the best day of the weekend? Friday, Saturday, or Sunday?
I thought it had to do with the artist.
Sunday's going to win then, because nobody would pick solo.
Nobody's going to choose Sunday.
Everyone's going to pick Sunday. That's going to go try hard, and it's going to win.
Wait, why would you choose Sunday?
Because you're a monster.
Because you love the day before Monday.
That's actually the first day of my weekend. So I mean, I'm not opposed to it.
Sunday scaries. I hate Sunday scaries.
Yeah.
I have to rewatch this gameplay because I was being distracted, and so I missed what I was supposed to be doing.
So you guys are explaining or describing the most boring Nintendo Direct in history.
Why?
We get a trailer of a remake. And
no, I don't think we'll get more Mario Donkey Kong.
Announcement of a Splatfest.
No, that already is happening.
DLC.
And yeah. A trailer of a DLC. That is super boring.
Johnny, that is two games if they even show them. Quit being dramatic.
20 to 25 minute direct. And
I'm looking at last year, what was in last year's direct. We had Tears of the Kingdom, Advance Wars 1 and 2, Pikmin 4, Disney Illusion Island.
Well, we didn't even know about Pikmin, right? At that time?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did. We knew about all these games at that time. We didn't. I don't think we knew when Pikmin 4 was actually coming out. We had Samba de Amigo, Dead Cells.
DLC. Was that the Castlevania announcement?
Yeah, Castlevania. Fashion Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Metroid Prime Remaster, which was huge.
And I think we'll get that again.
Game Boy Advance. Wasn't that announced too? Yeah, what the Game Boy Advance titles did? Wasn't that part of that direct?
I thought we already had Game Boy Advance titles.
I don't know.
It's not on here.
Hey, quick little sidebar. Did you guys see in the UK they did a trademark for the GameCube controller?
I only know because of your episode, Josh.
Oh, there we go. So there we go.
That's where I get my news.
Hey,
so I doubt that they're gonna put GameCube games on the expansion. Like, they're probably going to do another, it's going to be like Expansion Plus or something.
Well, no, they'll just up the tier. They'll just up the money that you owe for Expansion Pass.
It's going to be called Nintendo Switch Online 128.
They're releasing Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. And for probably what, $60? Has that been confirmed?
Yeah, I think that one's 60.
Maybe a Mario Thousand Year Door themed GameCube controller.
Maybe that'd be kind of cool. But it's just weird to think that they would just start doing GameCube games.
Yeah, that I mean that game does not need a GameCube controller to play it.
No.
But they could release so many more GameCube games than just one every 6 months. Well, I guess they kind of do that anyway.
Well, why is stuff so slow with that?
My gut feeling is marketing, right? It's like somewhat of a.
They do a poor job marketing it, though.
No, it just gets them in the new. Like, it's another, like, you know, if they're thinking what's going to keep us in the news cycle. They can sprinkle everything throughout, you know, each quarter. Like, okay, we'll have a drop here. This will be tweets about Peach. This will be about Mario and Donkey Kong. You know, here's Pokemon DLC, right? Like, it's usually pretty methodical. I would assume for those of us that are always hungry for it, it's never going to be enough. Right. But like, you got to remember for everybody else, that's just like, goes into a regular retail store and's like, what's on the shelf today? Like, those gamers do exist, right? So they're like, oh, what? And like,
honestly, how often have you played Nintendo Switch Online games? Once a month, maybe.
I mean, I update it, but I haven't played Golden Sun yet.
I did beat a game in January. I beat Mario World, but it's a game I'd already beat, right? But I did.
That doesn't count.
But it's better than three.
Wrong.
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, I don't know why you think they wouldn't release the GameCube version of Paper Mario with the HD version. They already did it with Super Mario 64. We have 64 on the expansion pack.
Yeah, but how How long after was that?
I don't know.
Because they came in the 3D collection first.
Which wasn't finished. We're missing a game.
Yeah, true.
Missing a big game. And, you know, it's going to be one of our topics of discussion for tonight as well. Before we jump into it, though, let's it's leak direct time, right? It's leaked. The leakers, the known, this is what Nintendo, My Nintendo News says. Two video game leakers have stated that there's a Nintendo Direct presentation planned for next week. The first is Shapeshell, I think is how you say it, Nick, who stated it on the Nintendo Prime's YouTube channel. And the second is a reliable leaker, Bilbil Kun, who posted a cryptic message on social media platform X. Nintendo generally holds a Direct in February, so it wouldn't be too surprising. Dun, dun, dun.
Is that leaking or is that just speculation?
That's speculation.
It's clout chasing.
Yeah, because so you know what Nintendo Prime's channel is right now? It's 100% Nintendo Switch 2 stuff.
Yeah, that's like, smart.
Isn't that all we talk about too?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing else to talk about. Nintendo had a very dry January.
February will pick up.
I think that's why January feels so long, because there's never like any exciting news.
Well, not only that, but you have the month before is like, you know, our, at least in America, it's like our biggest holiday. Everybody's buying new stuff and buying gifts and, you know, all
everything's like, on sale. Everything's
Like it's like marketing overload. Every store is trying to give you 50% off of this and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, and then January comes along and everybody's just trying to recover. It seems like.
And then you get Resident Evil last year in January.
No, I think that was February.
No way to tell.
There's no way.
We need that shirt. There's no way to tell.
Fire Emblem was in January last year, I think.
Oh, yeah, it was.
So, since it's only a leak, go crazy. Speculate till your heart's content. I would love to see this, but it's never happening. Announcement at the director. What would make Johnny Bo the happiest Nintendo gamer at this upcoming direct?
Nintendo Switch 2 announced and shadow dropped that day.
Yeah, ask Sega how that went.
How quickly was the turnaround on Dreamcast?
It was day and date. They announced it and it was out that day.
Well, I think the Saturn was the same way.
I mean, Dreamcast was $99.99. That had to have had some lead up to it, didn't it?
Yeah, I think Saturn was it was like an E3 or some kind of consumer electronics deal. And then they were like, and it's on shelves now. It was like their big thing to like try to keep it hush hush.
That was the 360 Slim too, but at least the 360 is already out.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how that didn't leak from retailers, because that was like out the next day or that day. But
we're getting some from the chat here. Cryptic says, acknowledgement that a new console is coming. Zippo says Microsoft and Nintendo collaborate for their next system, home console, Xbox, and new Switch that works independently or combined to make a Wii U. The Wii U is a stain Nintendo's trying to forget about. Like, I can't imagine them wanting to bring anything that has to do with the Wii U except the software. After that debacle. Cheesy, how about you?
I mean, I would love to see something on Metroid Prime 4. It's time. Like,
yeah.
It has to be somewhere. Where is it?
like it's time, because time has passed.
I mean, yes, true.
Wasn't there a job listing for Retro Probably. Studios recently?
It wouldn't surprise me. Like, I don't know.
They're still in the planning phases.
That game is 5 years in development. Like, after a redo. Fine, not enough time.
We're assuming, like, if it was a complete restart, like, they're talking, they got to get writers in to do the story while they're still working on the then start development. Like, you know, that's a huge project. So and we don't want anything that it needs to be good, right? Like this could take 8 years for all I care, as long as it's solid.
I hope it's good enough that people actually buy it.
Yeah.
Like, the marketing, it needs to be some sort of, like, I don't think they could do another Metroid Prime, like the original Metroid Prime. I don't think people want a first-person scanner.
I think the Prime Remake is an indicator of what it will be, that it'll be a first-person shooter. But I think they need to go all in with, like, a multiplayer aspect of it. Like, I think there needs to be...
I think it has to be open world, open planet.
Yeah. I mean, that's how Prime is, right?
Kind of. I mean,
the map makes it difficult to really understand where you are.
When you're on the outside of the planet, but then once you get inside, it's a little more linear.
Yeah, it's more, there's definitely like paths that you go down. It's not like you can't really go anywhere whenever you want. It's like, you have to go this certain path.
Well, because you're Metroided out of it. I mean,
yeah. Let me fly my ship. Go into space.
What about you, Carl?
What is the crazy announcement for you?
Oh, it's simple. Mario Sluggers.
That's it. And it does it even need to be improved from the other sports titles we got, or no? It's just Sluggers.
After the last few outings, just give us the GameCube remakes, please. Like, that's
a Mario. That wouldn't be a bad title. A Mario Sports like collection.
It's on DS. It was great.
But no, like, but really just those games all, like, Mario 3D All-Stars style, just all put together.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like a legit just sports collection of the past games. Yeah. Well, they're coming to Nintendo Switch Online. That's why the GameCube controller was,
Yeah, I guess that's the way to do it. Probably the cheaper way to do it. I mean, I'm on board with Johnny, like, acknowledgement that the console announcement is coming, like, give us a date saying the Switch successor is coming, and there'll be an event on March or April, whatever it's going to be.
Pull a Final Fantasy Rebirth from the end of the PlayStation Direct. They said we'll have a separate one in like a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said what, on the 6th, right?
Yeah.
That's a Tuesday. I'm just trying to think how Nintendo is going to announce their Direct, because they normally, I think, are aware of when Sony and Microsoft are doing their presentations. And if,
well, especially Square. They have a relationship with Square.
Yeah. So
they announced the Direct on Wednesday, and it's on and the Direct's on Thursday.
I didn't watch the PlayStation thing. Was there anything good in that one today?
No. There was 15 minutes of Death Stranding 2.
That was it?
Really, really want to shove Kojima down your throat. They really do.
Well, and he's double dipping now with both Microsoft and Sony.
And the Game Awards.
Is Death Stranding PlayStation exclusive?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Well,
at least the last one was PC, no, I think.
Well, the first one's on Game Pass on PC.
And it's also coming to phones.
Wait.
Oh, that's true.
It's on Game Pass on PC?
On PC, yeah.
Death Stranding is? Oh, interesting. Yeah. Maybe it was a limited thing, but I thought that UPS Walking Simulator was
well, it's popular enough to get a sequel.
Crazy.
Hey, we've gotten two Death Stranding games before Metroid Prime 4.
Before a new Mario Kart.
Yeah, before a new Mario
Kart. Yeah, well, that's not hard to do. That's been how many years now?
10 this year. Yeah, yeah, 10. But, I mean, we got a full game's worth of DLC, so we can't complain too much.
Right? But we will.
But we will. No, I mean, honestly, the most exciting thing for me would be anything Mario Kart, like anything next Mario Kart, you know. And I still think everything's going to be in a weird time with Nintendo, because it's going to be like, how many more Switches are they going to try to sell before they make this announcement? And then how long are they going to wait for this announcement that then the holidays are going to be crazy trying to find one of these new consoles?
Well, there was also a rumor that they have 10 million lined up for this year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Of the new console to hopefully help with that demand.
The current I've been to the store. I've been to like Target and Walmart and stuff a few different times the last couple of weeks, and they are well stocked in the old PlayStation and Xbox now. So it's like, I mean, you would hope so. 2 years or whatever, is it 3 years now since they came out? So it's like, it took them a while, but I would hope that they would plan on having a decent amount of stock. And I would want it to get that first wave out for early adopters, and then a big enough buffer to have it ready for the holiday season. But then they could also finally discount Switch, since it's never been discounted.
That's true. They say they're going to support it for another 2 years, discount it, move all the... Because retailers right now, there's so many Switches. Even the Mario red one is available in pretty much any retail store I can go into right now. Like, I don't see as many Zeldas any longer, but I still see the Mario red one often. The thing is, you can't even tell it's a Mario. Like, it's a Mario Switch. Like, the box does not indicate it. Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's, you know.
Do you have all your Switches out on your shelf there, Johnny?
I do have them, like, out, displayed.
I watched your video where you pulled it out of the garbage, thanks to the calculator. So.
Did you buy a dock for your Steam Deck or no?
No, not yet.
So, we covered the leak. I think for me, it's just Mario Kart. That's going to be that would be the biggest like announcement of the year for me. But a 3D Mario would also be a pretty big announcement. And I think we would all agree after the movie and everything that Mario's still riding a pretty decent hype train right now. Right? Like, I think we posted it in the Discord, like there's like Mario Kart, Pikmin, and Animal Crossing Capri Suns that are out on the market right now. Like, you know, those are like, I'm seeing people tweet and like, you know, post in their IG and everything, like when they're going in, but like, is that not just kind of funny? Like, Capri Suns probably seeing a massive surge in sales right now. Just
is it out now?
They're out.
Get some.
Yeah, they're already out. So
well, Animal Crossing Lego is going to be in what, April?
It's going to be some money in my. That's going to be some bells.
Yeah, yeah. Tom Nook's
coming for my real life bells now.
Yeah, he get those loans paid off. Everybody, he's coming for those kneecaps. But I thought it'd be fun to discuss, what do we think is the best route for Nintendo to go with their next 3D Mario, right? The Switch kind of became a 3D Mario machine, honestly. Like, we got the 3D All-Stars, we got Odyssey on there. We got Bowser's Fury and 3D World, which is, you know, I don't know, it's like semi 3D, I guess. And basically just missing Galaxy 2.
Didn't the name, Josh? 3D.
Well, I don't. With the fixed camera. 3D. Yeah. So, but, you know, like when you guys think about the next Mario, it could be Galaxy 3, Odyssey 2, Sunshine 2, if Nintendo was going, like, maybe that's the reason for the next GameCube controllers coming back, because of Flood and wanting the analog triggers, you know. But what do you guys, what would be the dream 3D Mario for you? And chat, throw in your input as well. Crawler, you want to kick us off with this one?
Yeah, I want like a combination of all the things that we kind of like in the different games, like unique power-ups that we had in Galaxy. I think the exploration of just the spaces that we had in Galaxy was really cool. I enjoyed the challenge rooms in Sunshine. Like I like the music. I like just the ability to do that precision platforming, which is similar to what they gave us in like Dark Side of the Moon in Odyssey. I felt like, I mean, Odyssey was great. It was fun to play. It was good. I think it was a little too like on the nose when it was like, take over this skill, and then that's exactly what you have to use to beat the boss. It was just a little too in your face, shoving it down your throat. This is what you have to do. Cappy was fun for what it was, but I wouldn't be heartbroken if we didn't have to do that. I would want to go back to like more traditional power-ups, and I would even think like 64 style, like big hub. But like Galaxy had that, but it wasn't as exciting, like exploring around the castle. So something kind of a unique kind of hub space. And then that gives you the freedom to have the different kind of biomes and spaces by I'm not opposed to jumping back through pictures again, because that was a cool callback at the very end of Odyssey, that you could go replay the boss fights or whatever that way. So like kind of just a melding of everything that's kind of been done in the last 30 years.
I like what if
it. There's a small ask, you know, just take the last 30 years, some 3D Mario, and just push it all together.
What if it kind of played like Tears of the Kingdom, where you could make your own power-ups? And you could combine different like things that you collect along the way. I mean, think about how much that would blow up online.
You just put on Builder Mario suit and you just build whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Johnny, how about you? What's the perfect 3D Mario?
Give him a gun.
Mario, but with a gun. It'll sell my... What was it? 19 million users or
19 million users in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everybody
that
wants
it. Worked too well for Mario plus Rabbids, did it?
That's not a real gun.
It's a honey gun.
He's not using an AK. He's using like a laser blaster. Now, I mean, I would love to kind of what Crawler said, just a culmination of everything over the past 30 years, maybe do like a multiverse type thing where you go into each era. Like you could go into the 64 era, the Sunshine, just go into every area. But also I feel like my ideas are boring and Nintendo comes up with something that is something that we'll never think of, like something that we can't think of.
So, also, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I also like Nate's comment that says the best route for a new Mario game is just putting out Luigi's Mansion 4. I think that's a great idea.
So he also said a full Bowser's Fury would make a full Bowser's Fury would make everybody happy, I think. And that's where my head goes. but not
less every 10 minutes Bowser getting pissed off. And
so, yes. And I'm going to kind of piggyback on what you were saying about like Tears of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a world so big that each of the Koopalings had a section and a different kind of shtick, like what Bowser had in Bowser's Fury, where he would, you know, and so we had to like collect so many bells and then unlock the lighthouses and all that kind of stuff. But like flesh that out to where like, you know, maybe one of the Koopalings is like more fire based. Maybe one is more ice based and, you know, different, just different biomes and stuff like we were saying. And the reason Bowser's Fury wins for me is power-ups in Galaxy were awesome, except they were limited. There was like a time limit on them, right? In some cases. And it was like, you couldn't just run around in your Fireball Mario if you wanted to for a long period of time. And that never sat well with me. I was like, I think part of the charm for me was always like, you know, Mario's in a cape and Mario's in a raccoon suit and Mario's got a raccoon hat. And Bowser's Fury really like brought the best parts of 2D into 3D. And yeah, maybe it's a little over the top with like the every, you know, every 10 minutes having to deal with the massive Bowser, but it felt so Nintendo, right? It felt like the evolution of the series, like kind of like Wonder did, that the new Super Mario Brothers didn't do. And it's not saying anything negative about Odyssey. I loved it, but again, there were a few things like Brutals. Crawler mentioned, Brutals. Like, yeah, the bosses were kind of like, you know, and I don't know. I almost wonder at times, like, is Nintendo worried of like, they'll bring Bowser Jr. back to like be the boss like multiple times when they've got all of his siblings just chilling. Like, come on, they can do more than just race in Mario Kart. Like bring them back out. And but just to see a really massive overworld where you could just kind of lose yourself in this, almost like the way Wonder is, where you can kind of wander around that whole world, but have that be stuff we're interacting with and collecting stuff like in Odyssey. But I think Nate might lose his mind by the words open world. I think he's burned out on open world.
I think there's right ways and wrong ways to do open world. And I think Tears of the Kingdom is the right way to do it, where it just lets you do whatever you want to do. There's no, you know, you could go right to Ganon if you want. It'd be a pain, but you could technically do it.
I like what Cryptic is saying. Are we sure a 3D Mario is coming? Wasn't there a lot of talks of 3D Donkey Kong? Maybe it's a crossover with 3D Mario and Donkey Kong 64. And I don't know, maybe it is kind of a crossover with the two, because we've seen those Lego sets where, for whatever reason, they have where Mario can jump on Donkey Kong's back and the music starts happening. We also got a lot of Mario and Donkey Kong team up in the movie.
Fire Donkey cool. Kong. That's let's
yeah.
See it.
Yeah.
I mean, to elaborate on that, even what if there was some what if it was a semi open world or an open world, but you could have, you know, six of your friends jumping in and we're all playing the same worlds, but just.
And each one of your friends can only pick up one certain type of banana.
Yeah, they're only helping you unlock everything.
Why haven't they brought DK64 to the Switch
Online?
Because
they know if people actually played that again. It was okay on the Wii U because nobody had a Wii U, but they know if people actually played that again, they realize that that game is terrible and nobody would want an open world Donkey Kong game ever again.
I'm so sick of you.
Wait, so who here doesn't mind Donkey Kong 64?
I don't mind it. I think it's kind of fun. Like, I understand how it can be tedious, but like, I really love the charm of switching between different characters to get things done. And like having the different power-ups between the two. Like, it's something that we really haven't had in a Mario game before. Like, you don't switch from Mario to Luigi to Peach to get certain things done.
Just, they just need to add the GTA 5 switcher.
Yeah.
And you can just switch on the fly.
Yeah.
The Kong that you need. Because that was the most annoying part of that game, was you had to go to the pad, you had to go swap them out, you had to go back into the level, and just, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to see an online co-op 3D open world Mario. Like, I know we had it for 3D World, but to have like an actual
Mario 2 style kind of deal? But just online, all on the screen at the same time?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cryptic's asking, do you guys like the online component of Mario Wonder? Maybe a 3D Mario can incorporate co-op like that, where you just see ghosts of other users. Here's what I'll say about that. I played Wonder with my nephew and in person, and we had a lot of fun.
It's not as good as it is online, though.
And then when you go and play it online, you can't, like, you're not doing the same. It's not the same. It just wasn't it. I was like, oh, it was actually somewhat disappointing. Like, I think what they needed to do with Wonder is like, give me the component they gave us and then give us a true, like,
yeah,
like essentially a couch co-op.
You can Mario Wonder is fun in person. If you're similar, skill, and because it still wants to follow the person leading the pack, start up or whatever it is that,
yeah, we don't even know,
yeah, that determines who leads the pack with that. But because, like, we had fun at PAX at Nintendo Live, like, playing that in person together, but I think the more people you play with and the younger they get, the more of a hindrance that can become, because you do want to put you're trying to pull them along, and you can kill them if you run off the screen. But I don't know what the answer is, because we don't want to go back to like GoldenEye 64 split screen type stuff, especially for that kind of a world. But if they could find a way that, what was one of the games that it was like Halo Infinite, like you can't wander too far away from each other, right? In Halo Infinite,
there was a certain, yeah, there was like you were kind of tethered.
Yeah. Like if, especially online, if like you could do online and we could be in different parts of the same, it's a stage. It's not that big. Like Nintendo's got to up their network game. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Because even if that's peer-to-peer, you're connected to your host, and there shouldn't be an issue there. Like, they should be able to have some kind of fully-fledged, like, multiplayer in there. But the element is kind of fun that we did, but, like, it kind of gets tainted by badges and stuff.
It
ruined kind of the pureness of it.
I think, like I said, I think having the co-op that they had, as well as just adding what the couch co-op could be like, is just another option, right? Like where it's like true, like a true multiplayer versus like the, because there's something about like being the reason that you cause somebody else to die and they have to ghost and try to get to you. Like there's an element of like, I don't know. It just added an element of fun. That was kind of like when you'd have the bubble in new Super Mario Brothers, right? Where it was like you finally just, everybody gets tired. You're like, hey, everybody bubble. I'm just going to run through this real quick. And then you do like that. That was probably some of the best parts of the new games. But if again, like you were saying, like if it could be similar to like Halo Infinite, where, you know, we're all just exploring, and I mean, picture the world from the movie, right? Picture traversing a world similar to the movie, that like you just, And then I think somebody even said like maybe throw in the carts potentially to like to move around the worlds, you know, like, and similar to like Lynx, you know, was it Master Cycle or whatever? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. They brought him into to Maker, like the little carts or whatever. So I think it would be kind of cool to see that kind of stuff like become a little more congruent, right? To have a game similar to what the movie was. And again, it's just speculation. It's just hopes and dreams. And, you know, I feel part of Bowser's Fury just feels like a tease, because it was like, yo, this is kind of it. Like, this is the 3D Mario I've always kind of wanted. And, not to say like that the others were bad, but again, for me, a lot of Mario is power-ups, and that had like such a great amount of power-ups, and
you carried a suitcase of them with you, and you could be whatever you wanted at that time.
That's true. And I mean, it really pulled from so many of the different games, from the boomerang to the tanuki to the cat, right? Like that made it fun too. So should we try to wrap up before we get too far past an hour? Like it's going to be a short one tonight, guys. We only hit an hour and 5 minutes.
Wait, I have one last idea before we go.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Live service, mission-based Mario game.
What does that look? What kind of missions
like the Suicide Squad.
Please put the bad reviews over on Communication Air.
Yeah, we need damage counters popping out of the enemies.
Like the Division?
Maybe that's why it's taking so long. That's why Metroid Prime is taking so long. Because it was supposed to be a free-to-play battle royale, and they really, they're seeing that live service games are...
That's why they're not putting Samus in Fortnite?
Yeah, because they have their own Battle Royale coming.
It's like Smash Royale.
That would be dope.
Oh, it would. Yeah. It would. They better just contract Epic to make that happen for them, you know. So, all right, guys. Well, thank you so much. Remember, at Nintendo Pulse, you can leave your hot takes over in the Discord, or if you see any of my videos going around that are like you see me talking about it, just leave it in the comments. I want the hottest takes imaginable, right? So I want to see people. I had to explain what a hot take was today to somebody. And I did it by insulting one of their favorite music artists, and they immediately wanted to defend and fight against it. And I was like, "That's the point of the hot take, right there." So,
Kirby is for babies.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. So leave them over in the Players Pulse section on the Discord or in any of the comments. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being here with us live and listening after the fact. You're all amazing, and we'll see you in the next one. Bye now.